Hey there, it's Sarah. Today we need to have a real talk about some worrying trends emerging in modern dating: psychological manipulation. In this video, we're going to break down some of the most common manipulation techniques to watch out for, so you can protect your well-being while dating. We'll also discuss what healthy dating and commitment actually look like. Before we delve into today's content, if you're looking to spice up your dating life, why not schedule a free strategy call with one of our experts? Check the link in the description or pinned comment. 1. Love bombing. Love bombing is a manipulative tactic where someone showers you with over-the-top affection, praise, and promises of commitment very early on, often as a way to expedite intimacy and gain control. It can feel intoxicating to be so intensely pursued, but beware of partners coming on extremely strong without actually knowing you. If extravagant gestures and soulmate talk are rushed, don't match their actions over time, and are used to push your boundaries, that's likely love bombing. In a healthy relationship, love is shown consistently through respect and care as you gradually build trust. 2. Benching and breadcrumbing. Benching is when someone you're dating keeps you as a backup option while exploring other prospects, often by sporadically staying in touch just enough to string you along. Similarly, breadcrumbing is doling out little bits of attention, like an occasional flirty text, without ever following through on plans or commitments. Both tactics take advantage of intermittent reinforcement, where unpredictable rewards keep you hooked and waiting for more. If a love interest runs hot and cold, cancels dates, and leaves you wondering about your status, those are red flags. You deserve a partner who is consistently respectful of your time and feelings. 3. Triangulation. Triangulation is a manipulation technique where someone brings a third party into the mix, like an ex, a new love interest, or even a complete fabrication, in order to make you jealous, insecure, and more dependent on them. For example, flaunting other flirty interactions, or comparing you unfavorably to past partners. In healthy relationships, both people should feel secure, prioritized, and picked. Trying to spark competition, especially to get you to prove your worth, is a sign of emotional immaturity at best, and deliberate manipulation at worst. 4. Negging. Negging refers to giving backhanded compliments or subtle put-downs disguised as flirting, like, "You're cute for an engineer," or "Not bad on that test," for a girl. It's a tactic intended to undermine the recipient's confidence and make them work harder to earn approval and validation from the negger. Genuine flirting and banter should make you feel good, not insecure about yourself. A partner who builds you up, not cuts you down to your face or behind your back, is a keeper. 5. Future faking. Future faking is when a dating partner paints an idealized picture of your life together way down the line, despite a lack of follow-through in the present. It could be promises to go on a romantic getaway, introduce you to their family, or eventually put a ring on it. The goal is to get you attached to an imaginary future so you stick around no matter how they behave now. Remember, it's easy for people to say all the right things. Focus on whether their words consistently match their actions before investing too much in maybes and somedays. To sum up, manipulative dating behaviors are ultimately about control, playing on your insecurities and emotional needs to serve the other person's ego and agenda. While they can seem exciting at first, they erode your sense of self and lead to dysfunctional relationships. So now that you know how to spot those behaviors, what's next for you? Discover the hobbies that make you more attractive, or learn how to tell if women think you're good looking. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe for more.